DW.
Whenever I cough, my chest feels very dry. It feels as if there were dust in my lungs. I want to get rid of it, but it doesn't come out.
There is so much pressure on my chest, it's difficult for me to breathe. Sometimes it feels as if I were suffocating.
Mutyana Mtventla and Chantelo Mgidi have been toiling in South African gold mines for more than 20 years. Dust exposure inside the mines has damaged their lungs. High levels of silica dust exposure can cause silicosis, a lung disease leading to scarring of the lungs. It is debilitating and incurable. Most patients also get secondary diseases like tuberculosis, and many die. Silicosis is a typical occupational disease for gold miners. Chantelo was diagnosed with it 10 years ago. After his diagnosis, his employer declared him unfit for work, sacked him, and sent him home. Since then, Chantelo, who has deep wrinkles on his forehead, has had little choice but to sit in his round hut in the Hlambana village in the Eastern Cape. He was paid a lawful compensation of 40,000 rand. That's 2,000 euros in total for an incurable lung disease, a mere pittance to compensate for a destroyed life.
I am angry and disappointed. I worked hard for the mining companies, but now I'm ill and I can't do anything. Sometimes at night I dream of dying.
Many men from his neighborhood share Chantelo's fate. The Eastern Cape is still one of the poorest regions in South Africa. Those who want to earn a living need to look for jobs elsewhere. In the years of the apartheid regime, mining companies recruited hundreds of thousands of men from this and other parts of the country. They worked as migrant workers in the mines hundreds of kilometers away. Mutyana was one of them.
After finishing school in 1979, I decided to work in the mines. That was normal back then. Everybody around here went to work in the mines. My father had been a mine worker before me. The demand for labor was huge in the gold mines. They literally recruited us from the streets.
The mining companies reaped huge revenues from the country's rich natural resources while exploiting the migrant workers. Mixo Leleni Mbodlane is another former miner. He lives in a small clay hut situated in the rolling hills of the Eastern Cape. The wiry 53-year-old sits in a worn-out armchair looking tired. His body is frequently shaken by coughing attacks. He remembers how bad the security standards were back in the 1980s when he started working in the gold mines. No, masks
are very cool. They gave us respiratory masks, but these masks didn't provide much protection. It's very hot and humid in the mines, and we would sweat heavily. When we breathed from our masks, they always got very wet, and the dust stuck to them. They were completely useless.
It's estimated that at least one in four gold miners, more than 200,000 in South Africa, suffer from silicosis. Several thousand of them are filing a class action lawsuit now, demanding better compensation for the occupational diseases they get while working in the mines. Richard Spohr is one of their lawyers. Spohr has been advocating workers' rights for many years. Several years ago, he reached a 20 million euro compensation deal for sick gold miners exposed to asbestos. Spohr says that it's obvious that the gold mining companies have been making huge profits at the expense of the gold miners for more than a century. He says it's been a cynical calculation of costs.
Fixing the problem on the mines is also an expensive thing. We're talking here about deep-level gold mining, up to 3 kilometers underground, very confined spaces where the rock is very hot. To provide adequate ventilation to protect workers' health costs a lot of money. So it was much cheaper to allow people to get sick and to die and then to replace them.
The mining companies claim they have always adhered to the law, but Spohr doubts that, and he even questions the current laws regulating compensation for gold miners.
The legislation that we have in place dates back almost 100 years. It's archaic legislation. And it discriminates very heavily against mine workers. The maximum compensation to which people are entitled under our law is in the region of 8,000 euros. The compensation is so low because the mining industry wasn't prepared to pay a lot of money for the harm that they did.
If the miners win their lawsuit, the mining companies will have to pay billions in restitution money. The companies now admit that their previous compensation payments for former miners suffering from severe lung diseases was not sufficient. They will try to come to an agreement out of court, says Alan Fiennes, the spokesperson of the six most important South African gold mining companies.
The task of the group is to seek out a comprehensive solution to the issues of compensation and medical care that is fair to past, present, and future employees, and also sustainable for the industry. The companies are continuing with the discussions with the claimants' legal advisors because they believe that it's in their interests that a fair settlement is reached, rather than proceeding with this process through the courts, which could take many, many years.
But such an agreement is unlikely to come about anytime soon. The mining companies have only started to move since they have been facing trials in court, and even now it's a very slow process. For several years, the companies had exhausted all legal means available to prevent the impending class action of the miners, and it looks like the mining industry is set to continue playing for time. But time is running out for Mitliana Mitwendla and tens of thousands of fellow miners.
I'm afraid that I won't live long. I could die any day, just like my father and many other friends. I hope that I will still be alive when they reach an agreement.
DW.